Factors 2020 podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and we're continuing with the season of the season of the woman. Today's guest is a very special person. Her name is...
Hi, I'm Jessica Risco.
She's an actress, she's a producer, and she's also a yoga teacher. Anyway, she's an amazing person. She serves in the Peace Corps, she speaks Moroccan Arabic, and she certainly knows how to rock a short haircut. Why don't we just give Jessica a call and let's see what she has to offer you.
And here we go.
Hey, Jessica, it's Johnny Keith from Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
Great.
So you're an actress, yoga teacher, and you're just getting into producing, or have you been producing a while?
No, I've just been getting into producing. Yeah, that's something that has happened during quarantine. Very interesting. I had an experience with BGB, and they have a meditation series as part of their actor training, and I was doing this back in April, and suddenly being a producer came up, and I was like, what? Where is that coming from? You know, for years, people have been saying, just make your own work, make your own work. And I was really resistant to it because I thought, geez, I just want to be acting. I've realized that producing is so much more than that. During quarantine, I've made this little community of friends who just want to make things. I've really, really enjoyed the process. Now I'm taking on bigger and bigger projects. While acting is still my passion and my main pursuit, it does feel really good to be able to write something and bring the team together and be a part of it from start to finish.
So you speak Moroccan Arabic. Is that different than other types of Arabic?
It is, yes. So I did the Peace Corps in Morocco. Moroccan Arabic called Darija. It's a dialect, and that's what Darija means. It's funny, most people who speak Arabic will say that they don't understand Moroccan. I can understand some things from other countries, but there's such an influence of French in it. There's kind of a mix of the two languages.
What does it sound like?
It is its own dialect, and I can do greetings with people from the Middle East, but that's where the communication stops.
Tell me about the Sahara Desert and the Yogi.
I lived in a small town called Tata in the southeastern corner of Morocco, basically almost to Algeria and Mauritania. It's anti-Atlas, anti-Sahara. So it's not Sahara in the sense that it's what you would see in Arabian Night, but it kind of looks like Palm Springs, but it is technically Sahara. It was a town that had one paved street that went through it, and I lived in this little community that was built into this rock formation. I later moved to Marrakesh, bigger city, and that's where I learned how to do yoga. There was me and another woman, and we met with a yoga teacher who was actually from New Zealand. She taught me Ashtanga, which is like traditional foundational styles of yoga, like flow or vinyasa. If you've heard any of that, that all comes out of the Ashtanga tradition. And so I was a practitioner of yoga for so many years, twice a week, weekly, while I was living in Morocco. And then a couple years ago, something shifted and I felt really called to be a yoga teacher. And then it's been really fascinating to watch the integration of yoga and my actor practice. I've been teaching on Zoom with friends from across the country, being in the desert, you know, with these really amazing women. That sort of has stuck with me for over 15 years.
Wow. Yeah, because I heard of like goat yoga that I'm going through your Instagram. Is that for real? Is that Photoshop?
No, that's real. And that's in LA, actually. You can go to these goat yogas in Santa Monica. The goats do what they want to do. But yeah, they climb all over you. Really, really fun and just such a great thing to do. And apparently you can rent these goats out. And so one thing I had thought about doing, getting people together in a park for yoga practice with these goats. Because they lighten your spirit.
So where did all this artistry start for you? Because you have a ton of theater experience. Where did it start? Dancing, modeling, or was it just theater?
It was theater. I was 12 years old, and a friend of mine said, I want to audition for A Midsummer Night's Dream at our community college. They were looking for children to be in the fairy chorus. And so I auditioned with her, and I got cast. I felt like for the first time in my life, I belonged. It all made sense to me, and I had this community. I just loved it. I really haven't looked back. I did theater all through school. And then I studied theater at a small college in Minnesota called Gustavus Adolphus College. I had the full intention of just going to be an actor, and then I joined the Peace Corps, and my mind was open to a lot of things, and I was evacuated when the war with Iraq started, and I went straight to New York City, and I lived with some Peace Corps volunteer friends. I wasn't ready to be there. I traveled the world for about 10 years. I got my master's in public health. I finished my degree, and then I moved to San Francisco, and I started pursuing acting professionally, and I always wanted to do the stage. Someone asked me to be in a short horror film called This Little Light that went through all these festivals. I loved it. I loved being on set. It was such a different energy. I love technicians. I love watching them problem solve, the brain working to set things up, which is not how my brain works. I just love the energy of it. I was really fortunate enough to really have a robust theater career in San Francisco, also doing commercials. And then I came down to LA 2 years ago to see if I wanted to move, and I booked a feature. I was like, I think this is my time. 6 months later, I moved, and I've been here a year and a half.
What was the name of that feature?
It's called 86 Melrose Avenue, and it's in the festival circuits right now. And I was fortunate enough to work with some really great actors. Gregory Zarian, Jim O'Hare from Parks and Rec, Terry Ivory. She's been doing a lot of soap opera work.
Did you get SAG eligible on that film?
I am SAG eligible because I am in the Actors Equity Theater Union. Considering we're in a pandemic, I've still been working quite a bit. I've done a couple of commercials. I've done some print work. I did one of those reenactment shows, my first TV gig. Just got a new manager. I just signed with Ivy Management Group, which is part of Stein Entertainment Group. I feel really fortunate. Moving to LA has been the best thing for me. Not only am I like a sun and a beach babe, I actually require the sun to survive. The energy here, the fact that people are on the top of their game here really is inspiring to me. And yeah, I just love it.
Hey, I noticed on your Actors Access profile, there's a picture of you and a man in there.
Timothy Halls is his name. He's also my artistic collaborator. We're starting a collective called All New People. So we've been bringing together artists from really all over the country to do play readings, and it's been really profound. He's also my producing partner. So he and I have written and produced some little shorts together. You know, just want to keep creating opportunities for the community. I think that's important to both of us. Not only do we have our own individual robust acting careers, but we both really thrive on creating opportunities for others, whether that's script development, casting, helping people come into the industry. He's a coach. I'm learning to be a coach. And then I do all this body work. I feel like really helps actors stay sharp.
Yeah, because I read where it says you want to develop artist studio where creatures can grow and make dreams come true.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I owe a lot of this to my coaches. I mean, Carrie Nassima has been really instrumental in helping all this. I work with Carol D'Andrea for acting and sort of developing my own work, and then John Ruby for my on-camera. And I feel like this team that I have put together has been not only essential, but has really helped me focus. I mean, I think that's the thing about being in a big city like this and trying to tackle being an actor in a city like this, is having a path and having a really clear plan. And I'm an abstract artist, and having some people hold me accountable, and I can actually see the results of that. I'm so grateful to that team. And then I also work with this accountability group of artists that I've been with since June, and we check in. In fact, I just had a check-in before I met with you, especially in these times when, you know, I could not talk to anybody all day if I didn't really reach out. People to be accountable to help you focus what your goals are, and then having a vision of who you are and where you want to go and what you want. I have this sort of dream self-vision of these things that I am doing now, but also reaching towards to just keep making it more robust.
That's true. You need a community.
And it's really helpful, because otherwise you're just going to these auditions and you're booking stuff and then you're looking for the next audition, and it's not satisfying. And you know, the beauty of this industry is yes, there's a lot of pressure and there's a real youth focus. However, our job is to tell stories about the human condition and to tell stories about the lifespan of humans. It's about the human condition and the human experience. That isn't just a 20-year-old version of life. We need everybody's version, and we need everybody's path and everybody's story. And coming to LA at my age, which I will not say on this podcast, but not 20, you know, I was worried. And I've had so many people say to me, oh my gosh, no, we need everybody. We need everybody's stories. We need everybody's perspective. And that feels really inspiring.
So some young person coming up today, what would you say to them?
I would say take classes. Find your tribe. Avoid the competition, comparison, social media comparison game as much as you can. And really realize that it is, like my community uses this term, vortex. My win is your win, is her win, is his win, because we're all in this together. And you never know what, because I get an opportunity tomorrow, I might be able to create an opportunity for you the next day. Really just being open to people, being open-hearted, being curious, and really taking class. Get your training, get your foundation, because you need a community, you need a tribe. And some of the relationships that I've made in classes have really sustained me and have proven to be really great collaboration, because we already have a shared language and a shared vulnerability.
That's true. So Dorothy and the Speakeasy, so 100 times, 100 performances? How do you do that?
So it was immersive theater. And so in that sense, it is new every time, because you're interacting with the audience. And so it's always a new audience and always a new experience. And we had some crazy experiences. And I do think doing the immersive theater, I feel like you can really throw anything at me as an actor now and I can manage it. I mean, we had someone have a heart attack in the space. We've had people be physically ill. I've been running down a hallway and run into somebody and there was a crash. Like, I feel like it has helped free me as an actor to be really ready for anything. And in the Bay Area, there isn't the opportunity to have these long-term gigs. It's not like Broadway where you're performing 8 shows a week, the same show for years on end. And so to have had that opportunity, that rigor, that dedication, that like level of fitness in my body as an actor felt really great. I got to originate the part, and that's something that I'm really interested in, is someone called me a new works warrior, because I was like back to back to back doing West Coast premieres, world premieres, originating characters, working on script development, and I just love that process. I love the collaborative process. I love play. I'm a really physical actor. I mean, obviously I'm a yoga teacher. I love dance. I discover characters through play and through the physicality, and being able to like decide who this person is with nothing but the script as a roadmap, no precursor, no other performance to look at was really awesome and really empowering. And I got to just discover something new about her and about the way that she interacts with the world nightly. And that was really profound.
So wrapping up here, is there anything else you'd like to say or promote that we didn't cover?
Yes. So I think we covered yoga. I'm not sure when this comes out, but I am producing and performing in a virtual performance January 22nd and 23rd. Proceeds are going to go to supporting 2 of my favorite theaters in the Bay Area, Shotgun Players and Golden Thread Productions. This is a 2-woman story written by Betty Shamaya. I got to originate the role in 2017. It's the story of a woman from Yemen and a woman from America. They are telling their tales, and on the onset, it seems like they're from completely different worlds, but we start to realize that maybe they are the same person, maybe they aren't, but our notions of what it means to be a woman and have power and be in different cultures is explored in this piece. And I think having done the Peace Corps Morocco, it really speaks to my heart. It's a new virtual form of performance. It's not theater. It's not film acting. It's going to be less than an hour, which on Zoom is so great.
Is that going to be recorded where they can go back and watch it?
Yes.
Jessica, thank you so much for doing my show. Thank you for taking the time out and getting up this early to do my podcast. You have a good weekend and we'll talk at you later.
Thank you so much.
JessicaRisco.com, JessicaRisco is where you can find more information. Make No Mistake performance she was talking about. We have a link to that inside the description area. And if you want to contact her on Instagram, it's at jessica.l.risco. You can contact Jessica there to find out more information about her yoga teaching schedule. You can take a Zoom class with her from anywhere in the world. Be sure to leave a comment or review wherever you're listening. Hey, I've been having a lot of fun here in Hollywood doing extra work on television shows. American Housewife, The Passed Out Guy, Bob Hart's Abolition, Bus Passenger Number 1. I was on the Avocado episode of Mr. Mayor with Ted Danson. And coming up this week, my ex-wife and I are going to be on Mom on the Valentine's episode in the restaurant scene. So check that out. Our divorce is actually final that day, so I am now available for dining and dating. Now it's time for the lesson. Lesson 1. Everybody sit down, JK's gonna take you for a ride uptown. Ayo, this is the story of the Hollywood game. Choose your path careful, you're the only one to blame. When it comes to things that you don't know, stick to the rules and just say no. Because you're young, you're eager, you want in the movies. Don't think you'll get there by giving up your beauty. They'll use you, abuse you, throw you out like trash. And then you'll discover that you're out of cash. Now your heart, your soul, is somewhere on the shelf. And you're walking through the streets now, talking to yourself. The lesson. Well, you heard lesson 1, it's time for lesson 2. You have a choice and the choice is up to you. I came to Hollywood to be a rich and famous star, but for now I'm waiting tables and I'm tending someone's bar. Pictures, classes, agents, where the heck does it all end? Every time I turn around, I'm starting over again. I finally got a break with a 5 line and under. My life was starting to roar like lightning and thunder. The phone rings, hello, I'm cast in a pilot. My life's been out of control just like an LA riot. I walked off the set, said to heck with this all, man. The phone's not even ringing and my life is in the can. The lesson. Yep, final lesson here, of course it's number 3. Now remember, I'm an actor to be or not to be. When the going got tough, I climbed into the bottle. I'm back on my feet now, revving my throttle. On the climb to the top, it's the same old games. But now I'm kicking butt and I'm taking some names. Clawing, scraping, screaming, it was a long, hard crawl. But it was all worth it, I'm a boxer.
legs off the straw. Opportunity was there and I took it with a punch. Not now, baby, but let's do lunch. There's a big piece of pie and you should grab your portion. And you can be like me and join fame and fortune. Boom! That's the lesson. Go and learn it. I'm your host, Johnny Key. Until the next episode. Bye-bye.